After his enlightenment, when the Buddha went forth across India to teach for 45 years, he told those who followed him to teach in the language and customs and culture of those they met, to offer the teachings that are good in the beginning, good in the middle, and good in the end. Over the centuries, the various forms of Buddhism have evolved as they've entered new cultures and new ages. The main traditions of Buddhism that one finds in the world today is the tradition of the Theravada, translated as the Way of the Elders in Southeast Asia. And this is a tradition that has tens of thousands of delightful village temples where people offer chants and prayers, but it is also a tradition of great and strict monastic discipline, of the purification of the heart through the trainings of mindfulness, called vipassana or insight meditation, and of metta or loving kindness practice. And in this training, there is a teaching that the heart is entangled in fear and confusion and grasping, and through purification, through wise conduct, through generosity, and through the practice of meditation, it is possible to release ourselves from these clingings and to come to nirvana. The second great lineage that one encounters across the Buddhist world is Mahayana Buddhism, the great yana or the great vehicle, which has much less emphasis on monastic practice and is really a Buddhist tradition that has offered an equal emphasis on lay practitioners. The underlying principle of the Mahayana tradition emphasizes the bodhisattva ideal that each follower of the way seeks to become a Buddha and to bring the end of suffering for themselves and enlightenment to all beings everywhere. Mahayana Buddhism spread across India, China, Vietnam, Japan, and Korea. The tradition of Zen Buddhism does not focus on monastic discipline, nor scholarly study, nor purification, but at its heart speaks of the immediate transmission of an awakened state. In China, Zen Buddhism was called Chan, and it mixed with Taoism. In Japan, it was mixed with the element of native Shinto religion, of the beautiful Japanese aesthetic of arts and tea, of the samurai tradition of the warriors. In modern times, there are two main schools of Zen, Soto Zen and Rinzai Zen. Soto Zen was founded in Japan by Zen Master Dogen, who says, "Truth is perfect and complete in itself. It is not something newly discovered. It has always existed. Truth is not far away. It is ever present. It is not something to be attained, since not one of your steps lead away from it." It is the teaching of Zen Master Dogen that only your desires and striving to be anywhere else, to attain anything other than what is here in this moment, keep you from enlightenment. You are enlightened in your own true nature already. Be where you are. Awaken to this moment as it is, and you fulfill the liberation of the Buddha. All that is necessary in Soto Zen is to let go of all desires and be where we are, and our radiant true nature will manifest itself. Rinzai Zen is the Zen school founded by the Chinese master Lin Shi, and it is characterized by koans, questions and stories that stop the mind and take us beyond our ordinary way of seeing. In Rinzai Zen, one struggles and makes great effort to answer these unanswerable questions until the mind drops below the level of thought and gains a radical new vision into the world called Satori, Kensho, or awakening. Both Soto and Rinzai Zen place a great deal of emphasis on the teachings of emptiness. As it says in the Heart Sutra, form is not different than emptiness, emptiness is not different than form. The great way, said the third Zen patriarch, is not difficult for those who have no preferences. When detachment and hatred are both absent, everything becomes clear and undisguised. Liberation is at hand. The third great form of Buddhist practice to evolve in the world is called Vajrayana Buddhism. This developed in India 1500 years ago and spread from there into Tibet, Mongolia, China, and Japan, where it's known as Shingon Buddhism, but most popularly it is called Tibetan Buddhism. Vajrayana Buddhism is the path of devotion and prayer, it is said. And while the Buddha is central in Vajrayana Buddhism, there are many Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, beings committed to enlightenment, that are part of Vajrayana practice. The emphasis on the Bodhisattva path is one of compassion and the transformations of the energy of the world into enlightenment. In Vajrayana Buddhism, or Tibetan Buddhism, there are the traditional foundation practices of mindful presence, of virtue, of generosity, of patience and compassion, as are found in both the Theravada and Zen. Complementing these is a great emphasis on prayer and devotion to teachers, and a direct transmission from teachers called empowerment or initiation, in which a great Tibetan Lama or master will give a taste of awakening to students through visualization, sacred mantras, chanting prayers, and the transmission of the spirit of enlightenment. In Vajrayana Buddhism, there's also the teaching of the reincarnation of great masters called Rinpoches or High Lamas. The Dalai Lama is one of these, and Karmapa is another. The Dalai Lama is the head of the Gelupa sect of Vajrayana Buddhism in Tibet. The Karmapa is the head of the Kagyu sect. There are two other great sects, the Nyingmapa and the Sakyapa. Each of these carries the teachings of the Buddha in slightly different fashions, but underlying them is the Bodhisattva principle of infinite compassion and commitment to bring awakening to all beings in the world. Underneath them all, in Theravada Buddhism, in Zen, Soto and Rinzai, and in Tibetan Buddhism, is the teaching and understanding of emptiness, that all things in the world arise for a time and disappear like bubbles or vanish like clouds in a clear, empty sky. No matter what form of Buddhist practice one undertakes, underlying these forms is an ocean of peace and joy discovered by the Buddha and available to all who awaken. No matter what circumstances change in our life, we can meet these circumstances with the great heart of compassion that is our own Buddha nature, with the wisdom to see that whatever presents itself arises for a time according to certain conditions and passes away. And if we follow these teachings of generosity, compassion, of virtue, and of letting go into the great peace of the heart beyond all forms, then the earth will not be free of Buddhas.